teachers with the Florida Education Association are lined up Tuesday evening in front of Angie Subs an hour before Scott is scheduled to speak. They're wearing ponchos and a drizzle, chanting, "Public schools deserve your time." School boards and teachers' unions across Florida oppose the sweeping education bill. Though it increases teacher bonuses, it would give schools less time to improve before they're closed down, possibly turned into charters, or Dixie County teacher Lindsay Whittington's worry.
Dixie County is predominantly low income, so the Title I funding is a big concern to my school.
The bill would require all federal dollars for low-income students follow them to their schools directly. But district leaders argue they can help more low-income students by reserving a portion for district-wide programs. Inside, after Scott speaks, Teacher Association President Joanne McCall is shaking the governor's hand.
But we really need a veto on that bill because the 2.8 million kids across the state deserve that. So thank you very much.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for caring.
But Scott doesn't say what he plans to do.
I'm still reviewing it.
Former Duval School Board member, now a state representative, Jason Fisher, who helped craft the bill, was also at the sub shop. He's asking the opposite of Scott.
It is what I would say is one of the most transformative education bills to pass the Florida legislature in quite a long time.
Last week, lawmakers increased per-student funding, but many school boards believe the bill's potential harm outweighs that good. I'm Lindsay Kilbride in Jacksonville.